Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us. Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We just wanted to get your opinion. It'll be brief. For example, are you Ms. Jean Licato?
Yes, I am.
Great, ma'am. All right. And my other question to you would be is, just to make sure we're presenting everybody, may I know your race?
Say what again?
Oh, just to make sure we're presenting everybody, may I know your race?
I couldn't understand what you just said, Ms.
Mm-hmm. Just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I know your race? Like, for example, are you white, Caucasian, African-American, mixed, Hispanic, Asian?
I am black.
Great, ma'am. All right. And for statistical purposes, may I know your age?
I'm 80 years old.
Great. And even though it's a long way off, ma'am, what are the chances that you will vote in this November's 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you would definitely...
I'm voting right on.
Okay, would that be definitely, probably 50-50, or will not vote?
No, I am voting.
Okay.
I
understand. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied?
No, ma'am. I'm not satisfied.
Hello? Hello?
You got to keep on fighting for equality and races. Everybody's supposed to be equal, and they're not. And I'm black.
No problem, huh?
I'm not able to write.
No problem. We just want your
opinion. You should have equal rights, everybody.
Oh, no problem, ma'am. We just wanted your opinion. I was asking you, thinking about the way, the direction the country is headed in, would you say you're very satisfied? Satisfied?
No, I'm not. I'm not satisfied.
Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Okay. Okay. I have that. Thinking about
it's
issues.
Worse than now than it was when I was in school, when I was a young girl, because I was in Virginia going to school, and we had pretty good schools.
I understand that.
It looks like we're going backwards.
Okay. Well, thinking about the way issues facing the country right now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to focus on? Would you say standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, providing affordable child care, protecting women's reproductive freedom and abortion rights, reducing crime?
All three. Oh. Legal rights.
All right. I did mention, ma'am, legal rights. All right. I mentioned standing up to rise in racism and discrimination, providing affordable child care, reducing crime, fighting inflation, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, improving K-12 public school education, protecting LGBTQ rights, reducing gun violence, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, improving the economy. Any of those, ma'am?
Everybody, everything. All that should go.
Is there anyone that stands out the most?
All. Equal rights, all of it.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salaries are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind?
I'm doing pretty good because I saved my money when I was working. I was a saver. My mother taught me that.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider that keeping up, falling behind, or getting ahead, ma'am?
I'm getting ahead, baby.
No problem. I see. Good, ma'am. And now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Just tell me which one you think is the biggest reason. I have lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. A lack of good-paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree. A toxic culture, music, video games, and moves. Inadequate programs to help lower-income people. Inflation and the rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by. Reduced funding for public services to help people in need. Too many guns flooding our streets. too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets, too many undocumented immigrants, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets, too many young people not being properly parented, not enough police officers on the street. Any two that stand out most to you, ma'am?
All of the police, no whole lot of police on the street, but not one thing. And then the other thing is why a lot of them is not on the street is because a lot of them be, not acting the way they supposed to act. Not everybody, but a few of them is kind of nasty. But they need more police for real.
Okay. So you did mention that it was not enough police officers on the street, right, ma'am?
Right. We need more good police on the street.
Good, ma'am. I heard that. All right. And moving on quickly, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Okay.
Discrimination, I call it. Discrimination.
I understand.
They don't want the real truth to be told.
Would you say you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools? Would you support or oppose that?
I'm against them banning it.
You're against that? Okay. So would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I strongly think they should keep the thing the way it is. I mean, as far as being honest with it, because I came up during the era, and I went to a good school. It wasn't mixed, but we had good education in Virginia.
No problem, ma'am. All right, so well, that brings me to the answer. If you were going to support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools, you mentioned from what you just said you would oppose it, right?
I would want them to keep it there if it's for good for everybody. I don't want nobody discriminating against me. That's one thing I didn't like, coming from Virginia on a bus, coming to Maryland. The bus driver told me to get up and go back to the middle of the bus, and that made me mad. I was about 9 years old. I didn't like it. I said, my grandfather bought my ticket, and I'm not moving. And it was a white couple on sitting there. We were the only two on the bus. The lady and her husband, and we're coming from Richmond into Smithfield, Virginia. And that's where I was raised partially there, and then I was born here. But I detect that. I don't like it. And I don't like black people picking at people that's not doing them. I don't like white people when they pick and want to kill you and want to do things to you. I don't like none of that. And that comes both races.
Okay, I understand, ma'am. Well, moving on to the other question, ma'am. I wonder what your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of a 0 to 100, ma'am. 100 means very favorable. 0 means very unfavorable. So you can use any number between a 0 to 100. If you don't know the person, you could tell me as well. So, for example, Kamala Harris, ma'am, from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate her?
I don't know.
No problem. All right. And what about Joe Biden from a 0 to 100? How much would you rate him?
Joe Biden, okay.
How much would you rate him from a 0 to 100, ma'am?
I say he's an 8.
An 8, okay. What about the crit? Oh, 80, 80. I'm sorry. Okay. For the critical race theory from a 0 to 100?
Say that name again.
Critical race theory?
Critical race theory. Can you explain that to me?
That's okay, ma'am. If you don't know, the survey doesn't indicate.
No, I think critical race theory is in bad shape.
How much would you rate it from a 0 to 100?
Rate it. I wouldn't rate it because I don't like it.
Okay, no problem. All right. And what about Barack Obama from a 0 to 100?
He's fine with me.
How much would you rate him, ma'am, from a 0 to 100?
100.
What about Donald Trump from a 0 to 100?
I don't like the man. He's nasty and mean. And when I seen him, the spirit in me let me know he wasn't right.
No problem, ma'am.
I was 20 years ago. I've seen him in New York, and I didn't like it, but the look and the feel that I got from him.
I understand. All right, what about Beyonce from a 0 to 100?
Beyonce?
Yes.
Oh, I'd say I'm like a 70.
70. What about Kevin McCarthy from a 0 to 100?
I'd say about a 60.
I'm sorry, you said 60 for Kevin McCarthy?
Mm-hmm.
60, okay. What about the gay rights movement from a 0 to 100?
I'll give them a 70.
70, okay. Thank you so far. Oh, no problem, ma'am. Your opinion is valued. I know it's ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election were held today and your candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Biden, Democrat, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote?
Say that again.
Mm-hmm. I know it's a ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election were held today and your candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Biden, Democrat, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, who would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am. Well, I want to rate how much each of the following would impact you personally using a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means it would have a major impact in your life. 0 means that it won't have any impact on your life. For example, climate change from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate it?
Climate change?
Mm-hmm.
I think things is going down somewhat for the climate change and stuff. Things is going down, not good.
Okay. Well, how much do you feel it would impact you from a 0 to a 10? 0 means no impact at all. 10 means major impact.
What you mean, the weather?
Mm-hmm. The climate change.
I think it's important to try to keep it as clean as possible.
Do you think it would impact you, ma'am, from a 0 to a 10? 0 means no impact?
I think it would impact us. Yes, we got to breathe.
All right. Well, how would you rate that from a 0 to a 10? 10 means major impact, 0, no impact at all?
I say major impact. If you don't have good air, you'll die.
I understand. All right. What about the country's economy going into a recession zone from a 0 to a 10? How much of an impact would that cause you?
I say about 60.
From a 0 to a 10, would you say a 6?
Oh, 6. I say 6.
6. Okay, ma'am. And moving on, what about crime and violence in this country from a 0 to a 10? How much would that affect you?
Violence, I don't like violence. Mm-hmm. I like peace. I'm a peaceful person if people let me be peaceful. But if I have to fight, I'll fight.
Okay, ma'am. Well, how much would you feel it impacts you from a 0 to a 10, crime and violence? Would you say a 0, no impact, or 10?
I'm a person about being equal and being honest with one another and letting the other people live and let me live. I don't want nobody trying to kill me or take my life, because God gave me life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. What about affirmative action ending from a 0 to a 10? How much would that impact you?
Explain it.
Oh, that's okay, ma'am. The survey doesn't specify. All right, but moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, I'm going to read to you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. I just want you to tell me if you agree or disagree. Once again, thank you for your responses. The first one says, children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't agree with that.
All right. So would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I disagree with it. I don't think people should mess with their self. But some people do have two sex things. Parts, you know, you got some women have a penis and some of them have both. The woman, the female part and the male part.
Okay.
I had an experience with somebody having both male and female organs. I worked in the hospital, so I've seen some things.
All right. So would you say, ma'am, that what I just read, you disagree with that or agree that the children under...
No, I don't agree with it because some people are born like that. I cannot judge nobody. I can't judge nobody because some people are born like that.
Okay. What about Okay. Sorry. What about raising the salaries of public school teachers and support staff? Do you agree or disagree with
yes,
that?
Yes, I believe they need a raise. I do.
All right. Would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree that they should have a raise because right. they teach our children.
No problem, ma'am. What about the government?
The best.
Oh, I understand, ma'am. I see. What about the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition? Do you agree or disagree?
Yes. You help your family members and others too.
All right. Would you say you agree strongly or somewhat agree or somewhat disagree or strongly disagree, ma'am?
I don't disagree. People getting help, they need help.
All right. And would you
getting help?
All right. Would you say in that case?
Sorry, I broke my phone slipped.
Oh, okay. We're almost done, ma'am. But I was asking you if you strongly agree or somewhat agree to that, then.
What
I just read: the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Everybody should have the best, I think. Everybody.
Okay, ma'am. What about the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use? Do you agree or disagree?
I don't agree.
All right. You disagree? Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay. What about ban assault weapons? Do you agree or disagree with that?
I believe they should ban it when they want to kill each other, kill people, human beings. We are all human beings, and we should all have a right to live.
I understand. What about the government should provide free child care to all families? Do you agree or disagree with that?
If they're going to give it to one, they should give it to all.
All right. Would you say then that you agree or disagree, ma'am?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Everybody what? Equal.
Okay. What about the government should pass legislation to protection? To protect abortion rights, so that abortion is legal nationwide. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't believe in killing babies. Now I don't have to answer anything else about that. I don't believe in it. I believe you should have your children, and if you don't
right,
want children, get yourself fixed so you won't have them. Thank you.
Would you consider then that you agree or disagree with the statement that I just read?
I just told you.
Okay, would you say then that you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I told you I don't agree with all of that. I believe that people have a right to have their babies.
Okay. No problem, ma'am. Moving on. Well, in which of any of the following situations do you feel that employers should be required by law to give their workers paid time off? For example, fathers whose spouse or partner has given birth to a child when dealing with a mental health episode. Mothers giving birth to a child, mothers adopting a child, sickness or serious injury, fathers adopting a child, death of a family member, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, any of those? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I was asking you, which of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Fathers whose spouse or partner has given birth to a child when dealing with a mental health episode. Mothers giving birth to a child.
I think they should have support from their mates. I do each one.
Would you say fathers whose spouse or partner has given birth to a child? Was that what you were referring to?
Both.
Okay.
A man and a woman.
Okay, ma'am. I also have fathers adopting a child, death of a family member, caring for a family member with a serious health condition. Any of those that you feel that employers should be required by law to give the workers paid time off?
I feel they should.
Okay. Moving on, ma'am. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say not at all, not often, often or very often?
I say, I don't pay it no mind. I haven't had any of that lately. But if they do, I let them know it. I don't like it.
All right.
I'm very, what you call, when that come around, people picking it, don't bother me, leave me alone. If you don't like me, don't bother me.
All right, so would you say that you've experienced that very often, not often, or not at all?
I don't experience it much, no.
Okay.
Because when I do, I let them know I don't like it back up.
All right, ma'am. And have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? For example, violent crime such as assault. Has that happened to you or anybody in your household?
No.
No. What about your home was vandalized or broken to? Has that happened to you or anybody in your household?
No.
Car was
stolen? Not recently now. During the summer. A girl was found out here by my house in a car, and somebody had killed her.
Oh, okay.
Car was sitting there for 2 or 3 days. But the windows were blocked, you know, that dark stuff on the windows. So you couldn't see her. We had to call the police.
That's really bad, ma'am. But it didn't affect you or anybody in your household, did it? No?
Yeah, it affected you because it's a human life, and it's right in your face.
I understand. What about...
My family came around here to where I live at. And they wanted to, you know, see what was going on.
I understand. All right. What about your car was stolen or broken into, ma'am? Has that affected you or anybody in your household?
Well, I heard my car was broken into, but they broke the window.
Okay.
But
and what about
it.
All right. Or money or property was stolen? Does that apply to you or anybody in your household? Okay. No problem. Thank you so much for your responses, bro. Yes, ma'am. Well, we're almost done, I promise, and thank you for your responses. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Education. I said 11th grade. I didn't
complete. All right. Would you say you're married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, or widow?
No, I'm a widow right now. I was married for 32 years.
Okay.
He passed away. He deceased.
I understand, ma'am. I'm sorry to hear that. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, just me here in this big house.
All right. How would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I say it's a little on both ends.
Okay. And how often?
Morgan College.
Okay. And how often would you say that you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week? Every week,
I say like once a week.
Once a week.
Mm-hmm. Recently,
okay.
I started going back because I was trying to find me a church home near my house where I wouldn't have to travel too far. Because at my age, I kind of cool it. I'm 80 years old, so you know.
Oh, okay. Well, you sound really
young.
Oh, well. Yes, I'm that sounds.
With it now.
Well,
I didn't know you could move like that. I said, now, how you like that?
No problem. Thank you so much for the response. Like I was asking you, would you say twice a week, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
What?
That you attend church or religious services.
I say once every, maybe every 2 weeks.
Once every 2 weeks, not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. And I'm going to read to you a list of news outlets or stations. I just want you to tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. For example, Fox News, do you watch that very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Not that often because I don't look at my TV.
Okay. Would that be
the radio.
Oh, so you would you say then seldom to never or not that often, ma'am?
I say not that often.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I had one of my children's house, and they had TV on.
What about your local TV news? Would you say you watch it very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
No, I mostly listen to it on the radio.
Okay. And what about MSNBC, ma'am? Do you watch it very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
No.
All right.
I don't really look at TV.
CNN, ma'am? Would you say you watch that? No. Okay. And network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS, would you say you watch that?
No.
No problem, ma'am. All right.
Mostly I look at them at one of my grandchildren's house or my daughter's houses. So.
No problem, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you so much for your responses. We're almost done. These last questions. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Could you consider yourself strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat. All right. And which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Would you say Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employers?
Medicare.
Okay. And who would you say is the primary breadwinner in your household? You and your spouse jointly, your parents, your child, another relative, or you retired?
I'm the only one here in this house, and I'm the only one with the income here. I work for the city of Baltimore.
Okay, so it'd be you, ma'am? Oh, well, would you tell me which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls under? Would you say under 15,000, 15 to 30,000, 30 to 50?
50 to 60? I have to ask. I don't know.
No problem, ma'am. All right, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
I don't know what that is.
That's okay, ma'am. The survey doesn't indicate, but thank you once again for your responses, ma'am. The survey is complete.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Andy, ma'am.
Andy.
Andy, thank you so much for your feedback, ma'am. It was
all right.
So helpful. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, ma'am.